So there are people who just say, look, I don't care what these companies do. It's okay. It's okay. Hit me again, beat me, mock me, spit at me. It's okay. Because that's the system we have, capitalism. You know, and I'm sitting there and I'm just going, I can't believe that you guys, after all the interviews that we've done, we had a very instructive interview last night with a very smart guy. And I basically said, it's the middle of the time of war. The oil companies don't have to raise prices. They're making record profits. They could keep them where they are and still make record profits. Yet it's not enough. They raise it. If this happened in World War II, they would have been in jail. FDR would have put them in jail. Profiteering during a time of war because the oil prices are going up because of the war on terror. Does everybody understand that? Well, Spencer Abraham doesn't understand it. He is, in case you didn't know, because nobody does, he is the Secretary of Energy, Spencer Abraham. And he's the invisible man. Only his hat shows up for work. He sits at a desk and all you see is the pen. You can't see him. He's invisible. But he did make a statement. Roll the tape.
Worldwide production is just about able to keep up with demand. So you've got very little spare refining capacity, very little spare production capacity, and not surprisingly, therefore, you got a tight market.
Well, that's not true. OPEC says there's more than enough oil, and if you want to buy it, just go over there with a fistful of dollars, and they'll sell it to you. Now, the refining capacity is true. The United States hasn't built a refinery in 30 years, and that's thanks to the far left. So they take their lumps here, okay? But Spencer Abraham is not a leader. He doesn't know what he's doing. You know, he has no agenda here. Yeah, okay, refinery capacity is tight. What have you done about it for 5 years, Bush administration? Nothing. Okay, I am a pinhead. There's no question about it today. Spencer Abraham is the former Secretary of Energy, Samuel Bodman. Is the current. Now, I made the mistake because they're the same person. Right? They are. People don't know that, but they are. Have you ever seen them together?
Nope, never.
No. Okay. So Spencer Abraham and Samuel Bodman, really the same guy. It's just they had a name change nobody on earth knows that the energy secretary is Samuel Bodman. Why? Because Samuel Bodman is the invisible man. That was the riff I was doing. Who is he? Nobody knows. And he doesn't know he's an energy secretary, and that's the tragedy. They wake him up every day, and he goes, what do I... Oh, no, you're the energy secretary. Really? I am? Okay,
what should I do?
We're not having... Right? What does that mean? Do I get a discount on gas? Because I'm the energy secretary? I mean, this is how lame it is. This is how lame it is.
The point is, it's unfair to those who have had to work, have had to study, have had to literally slave to a foreign language, in a foreign language, to gain citizenship to this country.
Yeah, but in the bills, you would have to learn English. So that is one good part of all the bills that are being considered in Congress. Before you become a citizen, you've got to pass an English test, as your grandparents did, and a civics test. So you're going to know how the government works and all of that. Now, I submit to you, most high school kids in this country couldn't pass a civics test. They don't know what's going on. They don't know what the House of Representatives is. They don't know what the judicial branch is. They don't know anything. So I have a bill that would throw all those kids out. All right? Let's do that. Let's get rid of all these dopey kids. Okay? You all with me on that one? Can't pass the civics test? Seymour? Say hello to Canada.